Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I do apologize to God, to Jesus.
Jesus is not going to forgive you for getting rear-ended.
Hello and welcome to the 33% Majority, a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, Paulie Boy, Alex Springthorpe.
For a second there, I thought Alex was introducing himself as Paulie. I'm actually your host, Ashley Hall.
No, guys, I think you'll find I'm the host, late boy Tom Hutchinson. And I do just want to apologise. I understand that the listeners won't have experienced this, but I was significantly late this afternoon.
What time is it now, Tommy?
It is 2:41 in the PM.
What time are we supposed to start recording?
2 in the PM.
What happened?
I went out for a spot of lunch with my partner, and upon leaving the caff, we realised that a lovely brand new Range Rover had just decided to rear-end my partner's car. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What, maliciously? Do you have some offensive bumper stickers?
No. The car's pretty mundane, but we sort of hung around to see if we could, you know, speak to the owner of the obnoxious Range Rover when they exited M&S. And
classic.
She did arrive. We just sort of stood and pointed at her car, kissing the back of my partner's car aggressively. And bearing in mind we had our ticket that showed, you know, how long we'd been there, she said, "Oh, well, your car wasn't there when I arrived."
Well,
we drove through your parking space to get into our parking space, so we call bull on that one, my love.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
so all sorted now.
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, we have her number plate and phone number, but there is damage to my partner's car, and I assume that insurance companies will be involved. But yeah, so it was stuff outside of my control, and I do apologize again to God, to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, my family, and also I've already forgiven myself, so it's all good.
Fair enough.
Jesus is not going to forgive you for getting rear-ended. Listen, he's notoriously angry about parking. He's not going to forgive you for that. He's so mad. I can sense
it. You can't just throw out the intro clip in the first 5 minutes. You can't just do that.
We've peaked now.
Straight facts, boys.
Goodness me.
Good work on the comedy, Ashley.
Thank you. I've been trying so hard.
And just while we're on the note of excuses, I'm suffering from a real bad headache today, boys, so I might not be as enthusiastic and upbeat as normal, but I'm here and I really am going to give it my best go. I'm going to give it everything I've got, everything I've got in the tank.
If we're doing excuses, I have a third.
Thank you.
Yeah, go on.
I have a third excuse in that I'm going to be extra upbeat because I just got a free tool chest. Like, we're talking big news here, kids. My neighbour called me. He was taking his dog for a walk. He was like, "Hey, somebody's left a red metal toolbox outside their house. It's not nailed down. It doesn't appear to be locked. Do you want it?"
And so Ashley jumped inside of his transit van and sped over to the scrap metal.
No, I carried it home on my shoulder like a
any
boss.
Old iron, it's any like, old iron, any old iron.
Big, beefy Ashley.
That's me, yeah. No, I was so ecstatic. It's... Dude, inside of it, there was £3.48 in change and the key for the lock chest on it. I've never been so excited.
That's a full package there.
Girl, and the lady that owned it, I knocked on the door and was like, "Hey, this is outside your house. Can I have it?" And she just laughed and went, "It was my husband's. Yes.
Can have, please?"
He could not know that it was outside the house.
It was my husband's, and I don't think his new girlfriend would be interested in it.
It was my husband's. He's still inside of it.
His spirit lives within.
You've got a haunted toolbox, Ashley.
It's got tools, but also big spook.
No, okay, just to... Right. Haunted toolbox and... Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so... hang on. So one of the symptoms of my nasty headache is I think of good sentences and then the mouth doesn't agree with how to say them real good.
Cool.
So I'm going to give you
Alex,
the ingredients.
Are you having a stroke?
I'm going to give you the ingredients for my joke and then you guys could just kind of piece it together.
Piece it, yeah.
Haunted toolbox. 10mm sockets always go missing. There you go. Put that out into the world.
That pesky tool ghost, lol.
Ooh, he's stealing your 10
mil. Yeah, he'd be sneaking those Allen wrenches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Allen wrench. What's an Allen wrench?
Allen.
That's the last stroke key. I'm going to have. I'm going to be on topest form now.
Good work.
Alex is actually a comedian / queen. Can I ask a question, gentlemen?
Oh, go on.
Can I be host?
Yeah.
Just between friends.
And let me check the schedule. We'll check the... No, that should
work. I don't
want
to cause a hoo-ha.
No.
But I just feel like, with my stroke of luck...
It was kind of you to ask.
Good manners, Ashley. Please.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna go into it, because actually, listeners, don't be too shocked by this, but we already knew this was going to happen, but you guys didn't, and that was all for you. So just think about how lucky you are to have such fucking nice hosts.
This was all planned.
We don't have to do that for you, listeners, but we do, because we love you.
They call it show business.
Just me and a cane and a monocle. Right. I'm going to do my segment on the internet, but not the whole internet. I'm going to be specific. I'm going to do it on Reddit, and I'm going to go on to Ask Reddit, and I'm going to pick some questions that people of the internet want to ask, and we're going to give them the answers. We're going to cure some problems, maybe break some hearts, and maybe even make some dreams complete.
Put the world to rights, as middle-class old white men would say.
But as middle-class young white men, we'll just do this.
Do that thing.
Middle class, speak for yourselves, mate. I'm poor as balls. Did you not hear me just going around stealing toolboxes?
Yeah.
We collecting scrap metal. Yeah, no, fair enough.
You did lay that one in front of us.
Right. So the questions, more a reflection of the people asking them, because the first one, I don't think we're going to actually do. It's by user deleted, understandably so. I can hear my housemate masturbating. Should I walk in on her?
No.
But let me just read out like some context for this. I rent an apartment with a friend. At night, I sometimes hear her breathing heavily and masturbating. Not through the room, but the walls. For some reason, sound travels easily through these walls. I noticed it when I lay in bed one night. This is terrifying.
Nasty.
I've been thinking about it just kind of walking in on her with a... Oh, it gets worse. No. I'm walking in on her with a bulging boner, asking her if she needs help.
Oh, no. Okay, so we can...
And then it says, I don't know, ...
So he's a dude... He's a dude and this is a girl, right? I was just really hoping it was going to stay super innocent. Like, how do I stop her from maybe being so loud? Or how do we sort of come up with some kind of arrangement where...
I let her know that what she's doing is okay, healthy.
It's natural.
She's in a safe space in her own home to jack it to her heart's content without me prying and thinking any of it is for me.
Knock on the door really politely and go, hey, I got you some water. You're going to want to replace some electrolytes.
Here's a towel.
It's some Gatorade and a towel. I love you as a friend and I'm here for you.
Yeah, see, basically what he did was he started like, should I go in there and let her know? And it turned into, can I turn this into a porn? Can I do a porn for me?
Hey, Reddit, do you think I could do some fuck on this lady? No.
Hey, internet, can you... Internet full of people that clearly go out into the world and talk to women. I can hear somebody masturbating. Do they want to fuck me specifically or just fuck?
Is the masturbate for me? Yes or no? Oh, okay. Anyway.
Yours truly, an internet creep, soon to be serial killer.
Kind regards, Redditman.
I'm gonna posit something just quickly. If you know, you live in a two-bedroom flat and your flatmate is of the opposite gender and they are having their special happy private time, which everybody is entitled to do so, I feel by definition, if they're doing that, they don't want company. They don't want to be joined, right? That's not far
I think
out, right?
Everybody should be allowed to clearly announce... I'm going to masturbate now, and everybody in the vicinity must leave.
You guys don't do that.
Well, if you're already on some of this hyper
giving
next
email
level,
notice.
Oh, excellent news! Just right, everybody, create a berth. It's me time. Come on, make some space. Back up. Privacy time. It's time now at 11:37 a.m. for me, Ashley Hall, to jack my wang off.
Dear friends and family, I'd like to let you know that I'll be doing the five-knuckle shuffle. You're welcome to watch. I will be in the public library at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
No, okay, now we're dipping a toe into your exhibitionism kink, yeah. Actually, because that, the premise of this was privacy.
Yeah. I don't like that.
It's private. You've got to be quiet in the library. I'm not shouting.
Guys, just quickly, sorry. So we are currently about, 12 minutes in to the podcast, and already we've spoken about jacking it. Should we maybe have another Ask Reddit now?
Yeah, let's move away from that one. I'd like to offer you both the next question, not related, by user Pineapple in the Mist. What do you do in private that would be weird in public? So anyway, me in public libraries.
I mean, you go, you read books, but also you gotta do the bits. You gotta do the stuff to your bits, don't you?
Answer it seriously. What do you do in private that you'd do in public? What do you do in public that it'd be weird if you do in public, you know?
You flipped it like three times now and I'm not keeping up. So sorry, what do I do in private that I shouldn't do in public?
No, what do you do in private that would be weird in public? So it doesn't say shouldn't do.
Brush teeth. Brush teeth.
Yeah, dude, brushing your teeth on a bus would be frowned upon.
Or really anywhere, like... We could say at a high street. I think it'd be pretty odd for me to just
in your local car in the queue at Tesco's.
Yeah, that would be odd. And flossing as well.
Having a good teeth wash.
Just washing the exposed part of your skeleton.
Any of the Fortnite dances, really? They are a private activity.
Is that to say that you are doing Fortnite dances in private?
Well, you've got to practice, haven't you? The finals are coming up soon.
Yes, for when you demolish an 11-year-old at a fist fight, you just floss over him.
I can do a wee in front of any person. Like, that's not a problem. But I must poop in private. I can't do that with any sort of audience.
This one, I feel that the legs have come off it because of prior conversation. I'd like to offer you both the favourite one I've come across. And I spent hours scrolling through these. Uh-huh. It's by user throwaway 231241243.
Hey, throwaway.
Wonder if it's a throwaway account. It says, why is it okay to kill a cow, but the second you have sex with it, it's animal cruelty?
Oh my God, it's all
And then underneath it says, please read this before you downvote it. I am not a vegetarian or into bestiality, but I read a news article about a guy who had sex with a cow and was sent to prison.
I mean, yeah.
An act that causes neither the animal nor human harm is a felony. Seems kind of hypocritical in my opinion.
So what he's trying to posit here is that putting cow in you is fine, but putting you in cow, bad.
That's a naughty no-no. Yeah. Brave of men to think that their penises are going to make a difference on a cow.
Very sexist of you. You don't know that there aren't ladies going around getting a...
Country girls make do.
Sorry. I mean, I maybe did just sort of jump to conclusions there. I was thinking, like...
So you can put cow in you, but it can only... Well, hang on. No, hang on. If you can put cow in you in both senses of the word, but only one of them is okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. You can
put cow in your mouth, but only if it's dead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
one end or the other. You've got to choose, and you've got to choose right.
The moral here is don't suck off dead horses.
The what, Ashley?
The fucking what, Ashley? I thought we covered this.
What, sucking off dead I'm sorry, I'm lost.
You said a thing, and you said it real wrong.
You did say a thing. You did a bad job of it.
Listen, that's poetry for you, isn't it?
Not really.
Moving away from fucking cows, no, I'm gonna do one that does inspire conversation.
No. We can't just move away from the bad thing you did.
Move away.
Don't say did. Bad thing I said, not a bad thing I did.
You did a crime to our listeners. Yeah, you did an audio crime, Ashley, and you will pay for your sins.
The radio naughty.
It's your moral obligation
to not say morals. You big dope.
Listen.
I feel like we're cyberbullying 33% of the hosts of this show.
Sorry, Ash.
It's okay, I'm going home.
I'm leaving the studio. Fuck you guys.
Some of these questions are like fucking unusual. What is wrong with people?
What we got?
Go on, let's have another.
I can't even read that because that's going to be a problem.
Okay, crying.
I'm not doing. Has anyone actually tried sticking your penis through the bottom of a bucket during a date? If so, how did it work out? I think they mean a popcorn bucket.
Oh, so more porn. Is Ask Reddit just porn questions?
It's just horny virgins talking on the internet.
Yeah, that is like a lot of what Reddit is. Reddit is what gave me my very good investment advice.
And how much money have you made from investing in stocks now, Stonky Boys?
Oh, let me check the old portfolio. Reddit advice has netted me negative $18.
Hell yeah.
What do you mean? You're balling.
I like those odds.
I was balling, and then GameStop did a GameStop, but now I'm a poor man again.
It stopped gaming.
GameStop, game stopped.
I'd made upwards of $1, and now I can't get much lower, I don't think.
You were balling, but now you're falling, you know? Some of these questions we can't answer.
Have you got any Am I the Assholes for us, Ashley? I want to make verdicts on
I'd
people.
Love to do an Am I the Asshole.
That should be the
I
segment.
Usually am.
That would be a nice recurring segment, Ash, because I'm enjoying this so far.
Well, the Am I the Asshole, but people on the internet are such assholes, right? Starting off with one posted by user AITA, so Am I the Asshole 467333. Am I the asshole for kicking my mum out of my place after she kicked my boyfriend out? My 26-year-old mum and stepdad got divorced. Oh, sorry, the user is 26.
Gotcha.
My mum and stepdad got divorced 6 months ago. She doesn't work and couldn't afford rent, so we the family agreed to take turns in letting her stay with us. I own an apartment and live alone. She took the copy of the key to my apartment that I gave to my boyfriend, saying we haven't been together long to trust him with my key. Ooh, shit.
Right,
she
okay.
left him outside waiting several times until as late as 7 p.m.
No.
This is long and complex. Fuck this one. We're doing a different one.
Well, no, okay, but we've got the general gist there. She kicked the boyfriend out. Is she the asshole for kicking her mum out?
Yeah, because her mum basically stole the key for the flat and wouldn't let her boyfriend back in. Imagine letting your mum do that. And then imagine being the boyfriend in that situation. Because what do? You can't, like, drop kick her, can you?
No, probably not.
Because that's a crime.
I feel like if you're letting somebody live with you or stay with you, you have final say on whether or not that arrangement continues to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alex, if I lived with you again...
Yeah.
When I was crashing on your sofa and living in your spare room, as I was, what if I kicked Beth out?
I mean, I don't think it would have happened, really. It's a weird scenario, because I can't see what would have happened for that to take place.
Beth heard me talking about the difference between eating cows and eating cows.
Guys, what if, though? What if the mum actually found out a really bad secret about the boyfriend? Ooh. Maybe the boyfriend was having an affair. Maybe he was, you know, stealing money. And she kicked the boyfriend out, but to protect her daughter... Her only daughter, she didn't
her
tell
sweet,
her daughter
precious
the real
baby.
Yeah, she didn't tell her the real reason. So then, is the daughter the asshole for kicking out the mother who was protecting the daughter?
Is the daughter an asshole for forming an opinion based on incomplete facts, based on knowledge not being presented in its entirety? Yeah,
yeah.
I fucking think so, you piece of shit.
Big bitch, yeah.
Listen, we're all here to defend the woman's mum. Listen, your boyfriend was probably a piece of shit anyway.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, plenty more fish in the sea.
Plenty of fish. There's a whole website dedicated to that entire idea.
Precisely.
There's plenty of fish.
Ash, I reckon you got time for one more before I start, running the frictionator. So
spooling it up.
Am I the asshole for peeing whilst my friend's boyfriend was showering?
Ah.
I am 24. And desperately needed to pee. I was driving past my friend's house when I desperately needed to piss. I put, hey, I'm having a pee emergency. Can I use the toilet quickly? He said yes and said, don't look. So I ran into the bathroom while he was in the shower and had a piss.
So is the person asking if they're an asshole, are they male or female?
They're female. The guy in the shower was male, and it was her friend's boyfriend. I don't think she's the asshole. If you've got to piss, you've got to piss.
Yeah, it's a bodily function. Can't help it, can you? Not an asshole.
Piss is piss, okay?
Boyfriend's an asshole.
Boyfriend's an asshole for showering. Get out of the shower while I piss, you fuck.
What a jerk.
I don't know, actually. I feel like there is an asshole here.
She's only the asshole if she flushed, because if you flush when someone's in the shower, you're automatically an asshole.
Well, you just live in a house that doesn't suffer with that issue. Houses exist, Ashley, where you can flush a toilet and it not affect the hot water
all
temperature.
Right, we can't all be wealthy, Alex. Alex's ideal is Paris Hilton in the Just Stop Being Poor shirt.
I mean, yeah,
just
go on.
Being poor.
Someone in this story is an asshole, and I can't figure out who it is, because...
I don't think it's anyone. I think it's the girlfriend overreacting to her friend pissing in the bathroom whilst her boyfriend was in the shower. I almost said pissing in the boyfriend's shower, which would have been an asshole move.
Someone, yeah, there's an asshole there. I don't know. This makes me feel away, and I don't really know. I feel like that's where the... If somebody's nudie in close proximity, I guess nobody saw anything, though.
Unless this is all an elaborate cover-up story for whilst they were showering together.
What's the difference between if you've got the shower in one room and then directly next door there's a toilet? That one's made of, like, bricks and a wall, whereas in this scenario it's a thin shower curtain or a fogged window. As long as nobody's peeped any genitalia, I guess we're all right, really, aren't we?
Mm. What if he was just sock puppeting his dick through a gap in the shower curtains? Does that count?
Then he would have been the asshole and this one would be pretty cut and dry. Unless that one was mentioned, I think we're probably okay.
Guys, the Frictionator's really sort of starting to overheat now.
Power it up, big boy.
To full capacity. Take us away.
This is what the Frictionary, the... What would be the word for this segment that I do?
Hell.
Hell. this is a game called What the Frictionary, where I pull some Urban Dictionary entries. The three of us try to sort of piece together what that entry might be, and then I'll pull the actual definition, and we'll see how disgusting it really is.
Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well, Tommy. Good job.
Cool. Well, here's the first one. Dirt piled. The spelling is DIRTPILLED. So is it dirt piled or dirt pilled?
That's pilled.
Dirt pilled, yes.
Dirt piled is something else.
Dirt piled made me think of if you run up behind somebody and grab them round the ankles and lift them up and then their face goes into the dirt. That's what okay. That makes me think of.
But that's not the one.
Dirt pilled. A pill of dirt.
That's the one.
I mean, all drugs are dirty, nasty, horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck, all of them.
Yes.
Alex.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about drugs not being bad.
Most of. Coffee good.
Hey, you had a paracetamol before we started this. I know you've had antihistamines today, you sniffly fuck.
Yeah, okay, you win this round, Mr. Escobar.
Ding, ding, ding. Ooh. Right, so dirt-pilled.
Mm-hmm.
Is it believing that you should be living underground like a mold? You know, like people get red-pilled or black-pilled.
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with that
I've been dirt-pilled and now I think that I should live underground.
I think personally, you know how there are horror stories about drugs that are filled with, you know, rat poison and flour.
All the best ones.
Yeah, all the... But is it that you've been, you know, given a dirty pill from a drug dealer? You've been dirt pilled. You take it and nothing happens. That's just a dirt pill, that.
It's just a dirt pill, isn't it? Yucky dirt pill.
I mean, if I know anything about Urban Dictionary, I know it's usually yucky and it's usually so far been about the body, because the body is just a cesspit of yucky things.
It's a bad place. Mm-hmm.
On the internet, the eating of ass is quite popular.
Oh, you're talking about a dingleberry.
Oh,
is this anything?
No,
is any of this anything?
Okay.
Are we getting a little clegnut? Yeah, we're eating ass.
Claggy.
Yuck.
Listeners that don't pull their ass cheeks apart in the shower, pull your ass cheeks apart. Wash your asshole. Come on now.
Start pulling it apart.
You're better than this. The 33% majority advocates for the pulling apart of ass cheeks.
What else is there in life, really? If you can't have a clean asshole, what else is going on?
Anyway, yeah, so are we ready for it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you eat dirt for the first time and leave your family to build a shack in the woods. And then the example is, bro, since I got dirt pilled on Tuesday, I have made so many worm friends and made them so many little houses to get married in. Me? Lonely? No, you're the lonely one.
I love this one. That one's nice.
Tom, is that just you admitting that you're finally going to go and live in the woods?
How did you know? Also, by the way, guys, can I just ask you to do something real quick?
Yep.
Can you go on Urban Dictionary? You know, phone,
yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah.
I want you to go in the search bar and I want you to type in Tom and then space Hitch. HITCH.
Tom Hitch.
Yeah.
He is an awesome guy with many women to suck him off and do him. Tom Hitch is awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's a gif of what sex feels like for a man, and it's just fireworks. What the Tom, did you do this?
It was done on April the 4th, 2016. So I either did it whilst I was in school, or somebody has the name Hitch, which is very close to Hutchinson.
I mean, Tom, what you've just made me look for on the internet was something that sounds a little bit like a portion of your name.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to search my name now.
I'm just going to have a look at Alex.
Ashley is a good friend. If you're a sad, she will... you could evade that, couldn't you, fucker? You cunt. If you are sad, they will make you laugh. And if you're mad, they will make you laugh too. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ash. Although your one was very sweet, the one for Alex is just the best. The definition for Alex is dank kid. And then the...
Yep. Keep reading, because this
is
all...
The example would be, I saw Alex and fucking killed me in Fortnite. That's the actual sentence.
What's the username on that one?
Bot Birdle.
Ah, fucking Bot Birdle. I remember him. I quickscoped him across the map. Friggin' 1v1'd him while I was building my little house thing.
Mm. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was...
Never played Fortnite. Does it show?
You love Fortnite. Alex has got a Fortnite tattoo, but he can't tell you where or show you it because it's a crime.
It's a gif in the crease of my elbow as I open and close it. It's a young man flossing.
Oh, I love that. Who's hosting next?
Is it me?
You can do if you want.
Yeah, I don't want to tread on any toes here.
Trod on any toes or tread on any toes?
I don't want to tread.
You don't want to
tread? I want to avoid the treading of the toes.
Yeah, so that in the future you did not trod on toes.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. So last episode, I got shouted at quite a bit, and I said some things that caused upset and vice versa, because we were talking about movies and it all got very heated.
Did a bit, didn't it?
And it was a little bit hostile at points, I will say.
Okay, yeah.
So I wanted to take a step back from that and then another step, and then I wanted to get inside of this Corsa C with a 1.2-litre petrol engine, with five doors. Oof. I just wanted to say, come on, boys, we're going to reverse a mile up this road now, down this road, and we're just going to distance ourselves from that yucky, yucky episode we did, where everybody got very cross and fell out a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Seatbelts on, away we go. The thing I wanted to talk about, a little bit more wholesome. That's all. I wanted wholesomeness. I think it's lovely and very cute that human beings have favourites.
Favourite things?
Just favourite things, favourite people, favourite experiences, smells. And I wanted to have a chat about various favourite things that we have. Because I just think it's lovely that we can just look at something and go, yeah, that's the best one of this category for me.
Cool. That sounds lovely.
There's something that is very human, isn't it? It's very lovely. Yeah, I feel that. That's nice.
It is lovely. Oh. Lovely is the word for it.
Yeah. Take us away, Alex. Go on then. Start us off.
So my favourite thing, one of my favourite things, is YouTube as a concept. I love YouTube as a way of spending time.
It's pretty good.
Just because there's so much stuff on there.
Yeah.
I like a lot of things. There's so many good things on there, and it holds many of my other favourite things within it.
Yeah.
I like drag racing.
You can get that on YouTube.
There's YouTube that. With that on. There is. I like one of my very... Right, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about in a bit more detail, because that's very broad.
Okay.
The very granular things that you're allowed to like as a human and say, yeah, that's my favourite thing, even though it's niche and weird.
Okay.
I love watching people speedrun Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's adorable.
Cool. That's really sweet.
I like that so much.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really know there was a huge culture around that, but it's nice to know that there is and that you like it.
People will fucking speedrun anything.
True, true, yeah.
What I love about it is, yeah, you can speedrun Mario and it's like you got to memorize some inputs and, you know, jump over the same thing over a 2-minute period. The GTA 5 speedrun is 6 hours long.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Not the quickest I've ever heard, but I mean...
And that's the short version of it.
Right, okay.
But yeah, that's one of my favorite things. What about you guys?
I love library books. More than I love... No, this is a genuine thing.
No, I love that.
Books.
Yeah, I love
privately owned books are a whole different thing. Privately owned books, usually only read once or twice or a couple of times. Or if they're your favourite book, they're like... they're the kind of book I like. But the reason I like library books is because every person that reads them leaves a little tiny thing with it. Like, I've got a copy of Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere that is from a library that's now closed. I bought it from a charity shop. But every date stamp.
I was
going to
say, yeah, I wonder why it's closed if you've still bloody got it.
Yeah.
I've stolen all the books. That's not true. You fucker, that got me. But yeah, library books as a concept, there's a date stamped on every on the page at the front, and it's like in, out, in, out, in, out. And it's beautiful.
Aww.
It's a shared experience, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Something about knowing that other people have enjoyed it in the same way I'm enjoying it. And the dates on it really get me excited because it's like, in I know that during that week, this book was loved.
Aww.
I love the smell of a library book.
Yeah. Oh, it's got that good, good scent.
And yeah, those plastic covers on the outside, like, I do like the feeling of those. They're nice.
Yeah, I like a hardback, but when it comes to library books, it's all about those sweet, sweet plastic covers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a very sweet one.
There's so many small things in life that are just lovely, aren't there?
Yeah.
What about you, Tommy?
Me? Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys know this, and obviously I'm sure the listeners will have inferred this as well. I really like movies, and I think that my bestest of the movies is actually the 2009 blockbuster Avatar, directed by James Cameron. I find it to be an incredibly magical movie, and a lot of the messages are incredibly touching, and every time I watch it, I just, like, I feel like I get lost in it all over again every time, and I just think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful film, and for a film that is about aliens and sci-fi, it's all actually very sort of based around stopping, you know, sort of the end
of
the world.
It's Pocahontas with aliens.
Well, I mean, if you do reduce it, yeah, you can probably...
That's not a bad thing. I love Pocahontas.
Yeah, you can, and it does have an element of sort of white saviorism, which, yeah, but I just think that the world...
As three white guys sat here, we all love to see that. Listen, there's not enough... If you ask me, there's not enough white heroes.
Ugh, shut up. But I just think that it's a very, very beautiful film set in a beautiful fictional world. And what I love even more is that although a lot of people aren't that fond of the film as time has gone on, even though it's like that one of the highest grossing films ever, people are that enchanted by the world of Pandora that exists within the movie, that Disney bloody made a version of Pandora within one of their parks just so that people could go and walk around and see the bioluminescent plants and all that shit. And I just think
the
it's
cool
beautiful.
The cool thing
it's wonderful.
About James Cameron's Avatar is that everybody remembers the aesthetic,
yep.
Everybody remembers the plot. I couldn't tell you one fucking name from that film. And that was the film that was playing in the background when I first received Head. The first time I ever got Head, that film was in the background.
Jake Sully, Neytiri, Tsute, Parker, Quaritch.
All right, it's your favourite film. This is like asking... this is like asking somebody that knows everything something.
I mean, Ash, by the sounds of it, you were otherwise engaged when you watched Avatar, so no wonder you don't know any of the names.
No, I remember exactly when it started. So we watched most of the film. It got to the fight scene where that guy in the mech has the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Or any kind of knife play, and that's it. That gives Ash the mega boner.
Raging shtonky.
Raging. It couldn't have been that much of a raging hard-on because I was a young man and I didn't know what was going on. I was confused. What are you doing with that? No. Okay, all right.
What other lovely things are there?
What other lovely things? Do you know what? I think that I've always thought that I would never do it, but I've always thought that it shows a level of love that maybe I just haven't felt before. But it's when people make an Instagram account for their dogs. Now I would. I don't think I would ever do it, but I think it's
I would follow Joey on Instagram. Without hesitation, Tommy. If you want to get on that immediately,
maybe I will. But I suppose the point that I'm making is that I've never been particularly sort of like drawn to doing that, but I think that it's just lovely that somebody's gotten a dog that's this whole other species and they care about it that much that they want to make an account for that animal and sort of make believe that what the dog is saying. And I think that's very sweet and innocent. It's just nice, isn't it? It's not hurting anyone. You don't have to follow.
Yeah, it's definitely not hurting anybody.
No, I think that's nice.
I think smells is one of my favourite things just in general. My favourite thing about a lot of things is the smell of it.
YouTube smells fantastic.
Okay, maybe not that one, but the library books, that's got a good smell. I love the smell of petrol.
A drag race smells like burnt rubber.
Okay, I love the smell of petrol and I've got a massive headache, so maybe those two are linked anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Alex just sits in his shed with his fuel tank open.
I do just have, like, some petrol just in the shed that I use for things, just for cleaning things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need to start a barbecue, you know.
Yeah, no, it's very good for that. What was it? The shower. After a while, right, the shower out in our house started to get, like, a white, almost, like, chalky kind of substance on the wall of it. It was, I don't know, we should have been cleaning it more regularly than we were. It wasn't like gross or anything.
Limescale.
Yeah, lime. More than likely. Petrol cleaned it up a treat.
And then you had lovely petrol shower smell time. Great.
Yeah, smelled great for a week. Yeah. My house smells good. The smell of like pavement after it's not rained for a while and then big downpour. That smell. That's a good smell.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, I do like
that. Have any of you got nieces or nephews?
Yeah.
Or tiny baby brothers? Newborn child is a smell. Yeah. I don't care who says what. I hold my niece or my nephew and I could cry. I could sob.
That's a good one.
I like...
They smell.
That's a good feeling. Just,
oh, it's just... It's a smell that can't... It's not comparable. You know when you eat something, like an exotic meat, and you say, that tastes like chicken, but different. Baby not only doesn't taste like chicken, but you can't compare the smell. The smell doesn't smell like
anything
else on Earth.
It's incomparable, Tommy says, before immediately going on to compare it to something.
I like how the thing you compared it to was chicken, too.
Yeah.
Babies have got many bad sniff and also lots of good sniff. When was the last time either of you ate a rusk?
I don't know what one of them's is.
Oh, Farley's rusks.
What are rusks?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, dude.
It's
Farley's
like a little
rusk.
Crunchy baby biscuit. It's a delicious treat for all ages.
Oh.
They're for babies and they dissolve really easily. But listen, they're not for babies,
all
right?
They're for all ages.
Babies won't ever appreciate them like we do. They'll never understand the joy of a Farley's rusk. Dude, I used to, when I was like fucking 11, I used to look after my baby brother and I used to eat his Farley's rusk. Mum would put a plate out for Farley rusk. There'd be like 12 on the plate. He'd eat like 2.
Rest for Ashy boy.
Mum would be like, oh, did he eat them all? I'd be like, yeah, you fucking know he did. Don't even question it, bitch.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's very sweet.
Other things people enjoy, I personally, you know when you've made a good meal for your friends?
That's a nice one.
That's one of my favourite things. Like I made chili you guys, Alex once. And I had a barbecue last Saturday and just cooking for everybody. Haven't we had like 12 people in total from two households, Boris, if you're listening. We had like 12 people and I made food for everybody and it was one of the nicest experiences of my year.
Yeah.
Just like seeing everyone chowing down and being like, yeah, I'm glad you guys are happy. I love that.
That's very
good job,
nice.
Actually.
I like that one.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
I had one more that just popped into my head. Houses, they're very necessary things, and I understand why there are a lot of new build houses popping up. But I think it's very, very wholesome to see somebody buy an old house that's not necessarily decrepit, but it's needed some love for many years, and to see somebody flip it and turn it around into something that's now beautiful and livable.
I like seeing anybody giving a new lease of life on something. An old house is a good one. An old car. I'm something of a car boy. I enjoy the automotive world. So any kind of car being brought back to life is just lovely.
Wholesome.
Like that. Wholesome.
Yeah. Old things being given new life is like a whole thing. And I've got like a lot of tools. Like my vise, that vise I used for my woodworking, that was beaten the fuck. I paid £5 for that for a car boot sale. And it was knackered. I replaced the thread on it and it's beautiful. It's one of my favourite things.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. That's
I think
really lovely.
Tools in general are nice, especially like old worksman's tools, because like if they were owned by somebody in a trade, that those tools were how that person lived.
Made.
That hammer put food on the table. Like, I think that's cool. And then you've just got it. And then you can, like, put pictures up or whatever. I like secondhand tools and shit like that.
I like tools that have one purpose. I like a tool for one thing.
Yeah, very niche.
That shit
sort
gets
of
me going. Like, a good example is I have a drill that has a really weird chuck. it's a certain amount of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really worn. It was my grandfather's, and it's really worn. And he's owned it from new since like the 1960. Oh,
nice.
But the chuck on it is worn, and it's exactly where his hands have gone. You know what I mean? Like it's only him that would have used it. And it's worn as hell.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's cute.
I've got a similar thing. My my granddad for years has had a cigar cabinet in his house, and he had this this wooden lighter in it. And obviously when I was younger, I never understood what it was or even how it worked. As I've grown older, I realized that the internal workings were identical to a Zippo, but it just must have been much older. I think it turns out it was his dad's before him.
Oh, wow.
I took it away, pulled it apart, re-waxed all of the wood and everything, and got the lighter working again. And now I have this beautiful, like, sort of ornate wooden Zippo, and it's weird and beautiful and lovely, and it's got history, and it's great.
Beautiful.
Love things like that. Love
it. What a nice segment this has been. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for Wholesome Time on the 33% Majority.
I think we should do this again. This has been nice.
We'll have to bring back a lovely portion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's me out, and I'm just going to graciously bow out. It's Tommy, I think it's your turn to fire up the Frictionator just one last time.
I'll get the Fricky Boy going. So this one I've got here is Merkin. So that's M-E-R-K-I-N. Merkin.
I think I already know what a Merkin is.
Isn't that one like murdering? To have a murder
like
of somebody?
Stabbing someone when you murk them. I don't know if that's with a U though.
I'm going to murk you, Brev.
A Merkin in actor's terms, I think, is a wig for the vagina.
Oh,
yeah, no, ignore everything I said about murder. That, no, it's Ashley's one. It's gotta be.
No, I feel like a merkin is what they call the little wig they put over the mons pubis.
Okay.
I trust Ashley implicitly.
Well, don't do that, because I don't know if I'm right.
Should we
find
out?
With my life, it's to do with the lady pubes.
If I'm wrong now, I've definitely fucked it. You're a bastard.
All right, let's find out. So... Ah, you nailed it, Ash. Yeah, a pubic hairpiece.
Of course he bloody did.
Was I actually right?
So this is what it says. It's a toupee for the pubic area / genitals. In the 1700s, when mercury was used to treat sexually transmitted diseases, gonorrhea or syphilis, one of the side effects was the loss of pubic hair. To disguise this condition... that was not cured by mercury, a merkin was employed.
The 33% majority does not advocate the use of mercury for pubic hair removal. We want to make that blatantly clear. Do not apply mercury to your bits.
66.66 recurring percent vouchers for the safety of mercury. It's just me encouraging people in the background.
Do not slather mercury all up on your bits nor your pieces. Please.
Yeah, no matter how shiny you think your junk's going to look, don't do it.
Yeah, be nasty.
Chrome genitals, not as cool as you think they're going to be.
It's nice to know that after Wholesome Time, we can be straight back on topic.
Yeah, just
we can
disgusting.
Get right back on bits and bobs, yeah.
Bits and bobs, yeah. Mm.
The beepus.
Yeah, the peenie. Can I host?
Of course you can.
Cool. Thanks. Basically, I've got a new game for us to play, and I think it might be quite fun. So,
okay.
The title of the game is These Three Things, or maybe some spin on 33. I don't know. We could work in 33 somewhere. But anyway, the game is These Three Things. I'm going to say a thing. And then the three of us are going to say a thing. So I will start you off with the first one, just to get us going. And then we'll all sort of discuss our choices for the answers. So, for example, the first one would be animals that shouldn't exist. And we're each going to say, rapid fire, an animal we think shouldn't exist. And then once we've all said our decision, we'll discuss why. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
So, animals that shouldn't exist. Go.
Giraffe.
Pandas.
ostrich. Who wants to explain those first?
I'd like to offer you the most easy justification for panda extinction.
Oh, God, right, okay.
No, that's quite duck.
They don't fuck unless we make them. We make panda porn for them to fuck. They're stupidly overpriced. They don't really do much. They're not particularly cute. They're not great predators. They sleep more than they do anything else. And when they fuck, they have like a couple babies. And they're going extinct because they don't like having sex.
Oh.
Listen, that's fine if you're overpopulated, pandas.
I've got a couple of points. What do you mean they're not cute? And what do you mean they're expensive? Who's buying pandas?
All the zoos.
Ash, where have you been inquiring to buy a panda?
I've been eating I exclusively have a diet of panda, and it's costing me an arm and a leg.
Oh, okay.
ebay.com/panda for sale.
Panda for me. Okay.
Or right. Worse, /panda for hire.
Okay.
Okay. I think giraffes shouldn't exist because that's a horse with a neck that is just too long. Why is it the long that it is?
Okay. Okay.
Why is it? It can't okay. be.
What are you doing, little giraffey boy? Look
you
at
you. You can fall over. What about if a gust comes through? You'll fall over, young man. Please.
What about if there's a washing line and you're running? You fucked it, haven't you?
Just a challenging species for me to wrap my head around. Maybe I need a longer neck.
Every day's a struggle, you know.
I think ostriches doesn't need a great deal, but yeah, what are your points? Ostriches look like abominations.
Yeah, so I think for me, the scary, I don't like birds particularly, and I think it's the big bird, the big scary one that can't fly and is angry.
Big Bird from Sesame Street would fuck you up.
Yeah, probably, but yeah, I don't like the way they look, they intimidate me, they're too big. Why are they such a big bird that can't fly? I just hate them, so yeah, that's my one.
I really like how earnest you were when you were like, they intimidate me, you were like, oh, fuck. They intimidate me. You see an ostrich, you just immediately, you know what's going down.
Fuck, yeah. Get me away from this location. Yes. Anyway,
yeah.
Do we want another one? What do we think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah? Okay, so the next one. Toppings that shouldn't go on pizzas. Go.
Fingers. I couldn't think of anything.
Mercury?
I was just thinking, like, actual ingredients. Like, I haven't even pineapple.
I think, Tom, that mercury shouldn't go on pizza because it'll get rid of all of the pubes.
All of your pubises. Right, okay, cool.
Ashley, why do you think fingers shouldn't go on pizza?
Because I don't know, they probably should actually, because they're delicious and meaty. But no, don't put fingers on your pizza, because somebody needs those.
Okay.
Okay, and now to the crux of the matter. Tommy, pineapple?
I don't know, it's a bit sweet, and I thought pizza's savoury, you know?
You know? I mean, that seems like a pretty simple round right there, because I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Ashley, what's your stance on pineapple?
I don't hate it.
Well, all right, fair play. I
actively avoid it. I don't like it. I think it's a not good mouthfeel all the way around, from flavour all the way to texture, all the way for how it damages me emotionally with its hurtful words.
Yeah. I think the words mouthfeel sound weird, but everyone knows what you mean.
Yeah, it's like texture, isn't it?
You know, if I said to you, hey man, I'm going to come round and give you a little mouthfeel.
Oh, no, that's the other way to go with it, which isn't nice.
Thank you, Dr. Ashley. My teeth have been in need of a good examination. Finally, we can get this filling done.
A good rubbing.
DIY
right.
Dentistry, baby, let's get it.
Next one. A body part you could live without. Go.
One leg.
One testicle.
I'm going to go with, like, one of my toes.
I forgot all the other ones were. And
So, between the three of us, we've created a beautiful monster of one testicle, one toe, and one leg.
Guys, I forgot about other body components, and I said a very important one.
Yeah, you went straight for a leg. That's pretty hectic.
Should we go again? Do you want to redo that one? We can all go again?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go again.
Okay. Body parts that you could live without. Go.
Leg.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I was going to say leg as well, but I was going to say Ashley's leg.
Fuck's sake. We're all fucking assholes. That's the moral of the story, fucking here.
The moral.
It's the moral, Ashley. It's the moral of the story, for goodness sake.
I'm not
going
to say your shitty pronunciation. I'll say it how I fucking want
to. It's not shitty pronunciation, it's just the correct pronunciation.
Listen, as we all know, facts are subjective.
Are they? Okay.
Ooh, I'm crying.
I feel like you could make a good run of living without legs. Well, no, that was insensitive, wasn't it? You could make a good go of living without legs. I'd be able to hang out in a wheelchair, because all I'd ask, if at any point I'm in a wheelchair and you guys, for whatever reason, are in charge of driving me about somewhere, all I ask is that you chuck me in the canal, because it will be funny. You'll think it won't be. But I'm trusting you.
But it'd only be funny if it was you. Anybody else in a wheelchair, be dead nice. It's a human being. But if it was you, you'd be going in the sea.
Exactly. Which is why when the three of us go for our post-recording session walk around the block, if I'm ever in a wheelchair and we see a group of people and they look over and they smile and they wave and they go, oh, look at that disabled man over there, hello. I want you to immediately just tip the fucking thing over so I hit the deck. I want to just challenge these views of disability. Because
then have Alex crawl after the old lady like an angry, angry zombie.
Yes, exactly like that. I want to be the butt of every joke.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what I've always thought as well, though, like that would be interesting, would be to lose a hand or an arm and have like a cutting edge bionic hand. Like that'd be pretty rad, right?
Do you guys remember Bionicles?
I've always thought I should get a hook. Oh, I love Bionicles. Bionicles are dope. How could you not like them?
I like Bionicles. I just remembered them. That was all.
No, that they exist.
What was the other one?
At least used to.
Beyblades. Beyblades
were pretty cool.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Tech deck.
Oh, I used to love me a tech deck. Oh, so cool.
I did actual skateboarding, so you know.
Yeah, I did that too. I think we all did. I think all three of us here used to do that.
Are we all skater boys.
Yeah, we were all pretty cool. Don't mean to alarm you.
I once saw Alex kickflip a pennyboard with longboard wheels on it.
I think it was actually probably just a real skateboard with pennyboard wheels on
it. Just a normal skateboard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
For anybody that's not a skater, like I at the time definitely wasn't, apparently those things shouldn't go together.
No, they're very...
Dude, you got so much shit for that.
But you know what? Comfortable
I used it
ride,
as a means
though.
Of conveyance. Everybody did stunts on their skateboard. Look at how good I can do a kick flip triple 980 Superman, and I was like, yeah, but I can go to Tesco and back really quickly and in comfort and style.
Yeah, because you see, that was the thing, those big squishy wheels meant that stones and rocks did not slow you. Also, the bigger surface area meant that you would roll for longer.
Yeah, I could pretty much skateboard off-road.
Exactly. Wonderful. I don't blame you for doing so, and you know, there's no right way to use a skateboard.
Alex lives his life one quarter mile at a time on longboard wheels.
Have you got any more games for another round?
Yeah, I've got another one.
Hook us up, baby boy.
Something that makes you feel awkward that shouldn't. Ash, you go first.
Legs.
Okay. Alex?
No, I can't do legs again. It's supposed to be quick fire.
It's okay if you need a second. Yeah, I can give you
a second.
I need a second.
I do need a second.
Can I get rid of legs and give a different answer? I'm really
sorry.
Go on,
you do a different one and I'll go after you, Ash, and then we'll go back to Alex whilst Alex thinks.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Something that makes you feel awkward that shouldn't.
Pissing in public.
Okay, fair enough. My one would be when somebody is clearly in the wrong, like they're in your way at a supermarket, but you say sorry to them. Like, it makes me feel awkward when somebody else is clearly in the wrong to the point where I apologize.
International listeners, this is the most British thing in the world.
Yeah.
Just being like, as you squeeze past somebody, they're blocking the path, and you're like, sorry.
Yeah, it's
sorry. Ooh, sorry.
Oh, I apologize. Anyway, Alex, what's yours?
The only thing I can think of is, over the last year, needing to cough around people.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
That'll do it.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just get it out of the way. Makes everybody on edge, that does.
Sneezing even worse, probably.
Yeah. I hate, on your point, Tommy, I hate watching people that can't drive. I hate that.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. If you're listening to this podcast now and you're driving, put your phone down. make sure your seat is properly adjusted. Check your mirrors. Right now, check them. What's there? Keep an eye on it. Don't move into that lane without having a look around you.
Or signalling.
And just try not to hurt anybody else. Cars, fucking, they're hurty things.
Now swerve wildly just to piss Alex off.
Put hazards on and send us in
your GoPro footage. put your hazards on and park wherever you want. Pretend you're a white van.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Have fun.
Cosplay an ambulance and just go wee-woo out the window as you run around.
Live your life the way you wish to live it. Anyway, should we go for another one?
Hook us up, baby boy.
A thing you're scared of. Alex, go.
Awkward silences.
Ash, go.
I just did mine.
Oh, okay. Alex, go.
Oh, but Tommy, I'm not frightened of much. What am I frightened of?
Oh, you're such a big, strong man, aren't you? Oh, God.
I'm frightened of becoming too powerful for my own good.
Alex fears only himself and his future children because they'll be the only things powerful enough to stop him.
I'm frightened that I'll become omnipotent. I'm so powerful.
Right, once, okay, last summer me and Beth bought bicycles in the vain hope of getting fit and healthy.
Yeah.
Both times that we used them were great. The second time, I went on a solo ride for myself around the village we live in, and I went into a field. It's like on Google Maps, like, yep, just walk across this field and then go to these paths, and then you'll get to a pub at the end. Lovely. Started walking across this field. Two horses appeared.
Two heese. Can we use the correct plural? Heese.
Yes, of course. One heese went in front of me, the second one behind me, and blocked me in, and we were locked in stalemate, and they had me pinned. And that one was frightening, because what they don't tell you about horses is they are massive.
They are fucking scary. I'm just going to counter story to that, or continuation of that story. I used to have
one time when I was a horse.
No, yeah. I used to have a Springer Spaniel, and beautiful dog, wonderful, Ben was his name. He lived until he was 14, which is, as far as I'm aware, is like that's living further than his shell is expected.
Is that a long?
Yeah, I think so, for Springer Spaniels. I think that's pretty good going, 14. When he was like 8, he squarely got kicked by a horse in the head and just walked it off.
Just walked it off?
Yeah.
I want to update what I'm frightened of, and it's that guy.
What, my old dog, my dead dog?
I'm still frightened of him. I've seen Pet Sematary.
Okay.
I knew Ben quite well when he was with us, and from what I know about Ben, he was probably just too thick to realise he'd been kicked.
Maybe. Maybe.
He was fucking a dopey dog, wasn't he?
But he was very dopey and calm and beautiful and wonderful. And
he was
did
a
get
kind young man, yes.
Yes, he was. But he did get kicked by a horse. And that's another one. Woody, my other Labrador, got hit by a car and just ran home. And he was fine.
Just ran home. His owners were in the car. He just left. Yeah, he was just like, I'm going.
No, enough of this.
Very odd. Yeah.
This whole hitting by a car, Lark, it's not for me.
Not fun, is it? Not nice. Anyway, I've got one more if you want it.
Yeah, go on.
Always.
Round us off.
It's leading on from your segment this week, Alex. And it's a thing you love. It's a thing you love. Alex, you go first, buddy.
I love sitting down every week and recording this podcast with you two fucking idiots.
Good one. Ash?
Oh, I'm so fucking annoyed. Alex stole mine, so I can't say it anymore. Yeah. I don't love him anymore.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, he's fucking ruined it, look.
Okay, well,
just say it a different way.
Things that I love. I love my two close friends, Alex and Tom, and I love all of our listeners individually. If you're listening to this, I'm in love with you.
Name them all now.
Name every listener.
Sandra, Jeremy, Keith, David, Stephen, Simon. If I get any of your listeners, if I get your name, you have to email. You have to, like, send us an Instagram and just say I said your name. Keith, Jeremy, Stephen, David, Sandra,
Josh.
Bethany,
you could say the names of some of the people Josh. You know actively listen. Josh.
Oh, Sean.
Nathan,
Sean, if you're listening to this, I'm
Sam.
Desperately in love with you. Sean.
Sean, you are
Sean,
wonderful.
Instagram me. Sean, DM me, hun. Yeah, that's what I love. I love Sean.
Cool.
Forget everything else I said. I just love Sean.
Cool. What about you, Tommy?
I love the smell of freshly cut grass on a summer's morning. I made that one off the top of my head because mine was going to be about this podcast too.
Just say it, Tom. We love to hear some positivity, baby boy.
Yeah, I mean, I do really enjoy doing this stupid, dumb thing that we do. and I couldn't think of two better people to do it with. So, wow, this has been a wholesome episode, right?
What a wholesome episode. Shout out again to all of our listeners. Thank you guys for listening. Mm. We'd be making this show if nobody listened. We'd be making this show if the millions of people that are listening to it continue to listen. So, just a thank you for tuning in every week. We appreciate you.
We really do.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
If you fancied chucking this show in front of, you know, your friends or even enemies, that would be great. It only serves to help us. If you fancy sharing it on Instagram or even
every day, Alex grows more powerful through this thing that we do. So if you guys want to help Alex like destroy the world eventually, I know we're all praying for death right now.
Feed me. Alex is essentially grow my muscles, and I will take down the system.
The oligarchy.
Alex will destroy capitalism.
Do what you can to kind of spread the word about the podcast. Either send people links, print out our Spotify share code and sellotape it up around your office. Mm-hmm. Pay for adverts that go on the side of buses and other means of public conveyance.
Mm-hmm. Download the audio files, put it on a USB stick, and then just fucking jam that USB stick into public laptops. Go to the library, put it on the computers.
Burn it onto a CD.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you know what? Go to Apple shops, play it on every single laptop, iPod, iPhone that's there. Also, just email blast it to every single employee at your workplace. That one.
Or if you work at like a shop, put it over the Tannoy system.
Yeah, that would be great. Listen to the 33% majority shoppers. Also, there's 10% off mints today. This has been a podcast that we do, and thank you all very much for listening. I've been your host, Tom.
I've been your host, Alex.
I've also been your host, Ash.
See you next week.
Have a great week.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.